I, Nate the Great, am a busy detective. One morning, I was not busy. I was on my vacation. I was sitting under a tree, enjoying the breeze with my dog, Sludge, and a pancake. He needed a vacation, too. My friend Claude came into the yard. I knew that he had lost something. Claude was always losing things.
I lost my way to your house, he said, and then I found it.
What else did you lose?
I lost the grocery list I was taking to the store. Can you help me find it?
I, Nate the Great, am on my vacation, I said.
When will your vacation be over?
At lunch.
I need the list before lunch, Claude said.
Very well. I, Nate the Great, will take your case. Tell me, what was on the list?
If I could remember, I wouldn't need the list, Claude said.
Good thinking, I said. Does anyone know what was on the list?
My father, Claude said. He wrote it.
Good. Can you find your father?
No, he won't be home until lunch.
Can you remember some of the list?
Yes, Claude said. I remember salt, milk, butter, flour, sugar, and tuna fish.
Now, tell me, where did you lose the list?
If I knew, I could find it, Claude said.
You can't be sure of that, I said. What streets did you walk on?
I'm not sure, Claude said. I lost my way a few times.
Then I, Nate the Great, know what to do. I will draw a map of every street between your house and the grocery store, and we will follow the map. Sludge and I got up. Our vacation was over. I got two pieces of paper and a pen. I drew a map on one piece of paper. I wrote on the other, "Dear Mother, something is lost. When I find it, I will be back. Love, Nate the Great." Claude said,
"I will walk with you."
"Don't get lost," I said, "or I will have two cases to solve." We walked between Claude's house and the grocery store, and then between the grocery store and Claude's house. Sludge sniffed, but we could not find the list. "Perhaps it blew away," I said. I dropped the map on the ground.
"What are you doing?" Claude asked.
"I am dropping the map. Whichever direction it goes will show us the way the wind is blowing. Perhaps your list blew in the same direction." The map blew toward Rosamond's house and disappeared. "I will go to Rosamond's house," I said. "I will ask her if she has seen your list."
"I will go to my house and wait," Claude said.
"We are in front of your house," I said.
"Yes, that makes it easy to find," Claude said.
Sludge and I went to Rosamond's house. Rosamond opened the door. Rosamond is a very strange girl. Today, she looked more than strange. She looked strange and white. She was covered with flour. Sludge sniffed hard. I sniffed hard. Rosamond smelled terrific. Pancakes. She was making pancakes. We walked in. Rosamond's four black cats were there. Today, they were white, too. The cats looked at Sludge. They were not afraid of him. Nobody is afraid of Sludge.
"I am making cat pancakes for my cats," Rosamond said, "from a new recipe."
"I would like to taste cat pancakes," I said.
"You are not a cat," Rosamond said.
"I would like to taste them anyway," I said. "A pancake is a pancake." Rosamond and I sat down. I ate a pancake. It tasted fishy. I ate another. It tasted fishier. "I am looking for Claude's grocery list," I said. "I think the wind blew it toward your house. Have you seen it?"
"I haven't seen a grocery list," Rosamond said. "But..."
"But what?"
"But I see Annie and her dog, Fang, outside my window and...
And what?
And Fang has a piece of paper in his mouth. It might be the grocery list.
I got up. Thank you for your help. And your pancakes, I said.
I am having a cat pancake party this morning, Rosamond said. I've invited all the cats I know. Can you come?
I am not a cat, I said.
That's what I told you before, Rosamond said.